Chapter 7 The Apple Barrel. We sailed at the first light of day. I was more tired than ever before, but everything was so new and interesting, I would not leave the deck. "Let's have a song," cried one of the men. Long John began to sing that song I knew so well. 15 men on the dead man's chest, and the whole crew joined with him. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. Even at that exciting moment, I remembered the old Admiral Bembo, and I seemed to hear the voice of old Bill, the seaman, singing with them. But soon the sails began to fill with wind, and the land and other ships moved past on each side. The Hispaniola had begun her voyage to Treasure Island. I am not going to describe the voyage in detail. The ship was indeed a good ship. The crew were good seamen, and the captain knew his business well. But Mr. Arrow was even worse than the captain had feared. The men did as they pleased with him, and after a day or two at sea, he began to drink too much. Where he got the drink was a mystery, and if we asked him, he would only laugh. Then one wild, dark night, with a rough sea, he disappeared and was seen no more.